Welcome, real estate rock stars. Here we are for another podcast. I'm Keith McKinney, and this is a special edition of the podcast. And I'm so excited for the person that's going to be doing this podcast with me, because we got some important stuff to talk about today. And we want to make sure we give you accurate information. And there is nobody I know more accurate at the giving information than Miss Carol Dewis. Hey, Carol.
Good morning, Keith. I don't know. I have a lot to live up to there. Thanks a lot.
No. Well, you don't have too much to live up to. You are a leader in your own right. Carol, for those of you listening, has been in leadership roles within the home building business for over three decades, and she's worked closely with top executives from all over the country. I've been fortunate enough, Carol and I have learned from some of the greats together and crossed paths. And she, like I, credit a lot of people with learning a lot through years of depth of knowledge and understanding, and just learning as we go is kind of what we do. And I got to ask you, Carol, even with everything you've experienced, I've experienced, we've experienced together, what in the world is happening right now? Goodness gracious, have we ever seen anything like this?
You know, just when we think we've seen it all, I said to someone, I felt like I learned everything I could learn back in the 2008, right? And from there on, it was going to be never going to see times as difficult as those again. And who would have ever believed that we'd be where we are today? But we are moving forward. We are using all of that knowledge and learning again every day from each and every one that we meet.
Yep. And you know, at New Home Star, we always say we're a learning organization. And the fates is putting us to the test right now on us making that claim. So let's rewind the clock, Carol, 3 weeks, 3 weeks or so. And this thing started the smoldering and it started making its way to the U.S. And it was the first alarm where we started realizing, okay, we need to pay attention to this. And you were on the front lines of trying to get New Home Star wrapped around this. What did New Home Star begin right away to address the COVID-19 pandemic that was coming towards us?
Well, Keith, as you know, the first thing, our founder, Dave Rice, and our president of field operations, Tom Chisholm, did on March the 13th, at the onset of the changes to come, was to put together a COVID-19 task force. The task force is made up of six New Home Star leaders with a wide skill set. Secondly, we formed a virtual sales task force to handle the uniqueness of this changing sales environment more progressively. Third, we've developed very significant resources and tools, and we continue to do so, including scripting, tools to overcome some common objections for our sales associates.
And this task force, I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, even our president has his own task force. Like, it's a task, like everybody has, his task force is a hot word right now. So this task force, give somebody just a thought process on these meetings without going into detail of the content. What are these meetings like?
Sure. So the COVID-19 task force was formed to tackle two directives. First, to ensure the health and the well-being of the organization's people. Second, to stay focused on guiding the organization and sales operation through the challenging times, by quickly solving critical objections that our teams are facing in the field. This group of six are equipped with unique access to important health, wellness, economic, political, and leadership information. The task force meets regularly each day, Keith, with ongoing discussions that frequently, as you know, start very early in the day and go well into the night to provide solutions on various factors that are impacting the nation and our sales professionals. They're producing solid resources for our teams. And then you asked about the virtual sales task force.
Yeah.
So they're comprised of 8 highly experienced home building executives, sales leaders, and sales trainers. And this task force was formed to handle the uniqueness of this changing sales environment more progressively, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've developed very significant resources and tools as well, and are continuing to do so, including scripting for setting expectations about the new virtual sales environments, the new virtual sales visits, overcoming objections, and step-by-step guidance for demonstrating homes and home sites virtually. Within 2 weeks, New Home Stars added 12 new training videos and has hosted virtual training classes on many topics and for all levels multiple times a day. It's pretty impressive, isn't it, Keith?
Yeah, it's impressive. What's not impressive is me sitting in this chair on Zoom calls 8 hours a day, but it's still impressive with everything that's happening. And what's really key, I think you mentioned, Carol, that is that these task force, you mentioned different departments and different things that specialties that people have on these task force. What I notice is not just simply new home sales. Like you mentioned wellness, you mentioned economic, political, and other things. So these task force are not just geared towards salespeople. You got to sell more homes, sell more homes, sell more homes. But it's more more towards the family of, hey, we are putting together resources to help you deal with this, what we now know is a new way of life, right?
That's right. That's right. It takes in everything, your health, your family, in addition to knowing that everybody that you deal with is going through the same challenges that you are.
So speaking of changes, like what do you see in the task force? Because I know you play an important part by FYI on that task force. What do you see? Everybody keeps saying, oh, I can't wait till it's business as usual. Well, is there ever going to be business as it was you? Like, what has changed in your mind and in a task force opinion to business as usual?
What has changed, Keith? Well, what hasn't? let me say it in a different way, to quote our director of organizational learning, Aaron Wagner. It's all the same, just different. With the health and wellness of our people and our customers being our highest priority, you talked about it being a part of everything. We've adapted to a single agent staffing system and created a health survey for face-to-face visitors by appointment only. We're practicing social distancing in the markets where that is allowed, and where our sales associate feels comfortable with the practice. Where we have had to work completely from home, we've learned that there isn't anything that we can't do that we did in a traditional sales environment prior to COVID-19. That is, if we're prepared, if we have the right tools, and we're well practiced. It's just different.
Yeah, that I say. We are all learning that as you and I are podcasting right now from our homes instead of next to each other on a microphone. We're doing our own form of social distancing right now. And it's just, like you said, the same but different in terms of how we do things. And, we've been talking about from the sales side, from New Home Star, but what about our builder partners? I mean, the construction industry as a whole and just the other home builders. I mean, what are we seeing from the builders out there and all of our New Home Star builder partners?
So what I'd say is the most important thing we're seeing from our builder partners is a sense of somewhat of calm and a lot of gratitude for their sales organizations, their people, That's different from what I'm hearing from other home builders that I've talked to. Our builders trust that we got this, Keith. They're seeing their homes being sold, ongoing communication with their operations and production teams, and the customer, they're happening. Homes are closing, and they have happy homeowners as a result. Keith, as I know you'll agree, they too, our builders, they're an impressive group. They're working just as diligently, right? They're working just as diligently to provide local leadership and to partner with us as we seek to collaborate with them in all possible ways.
Yeah, I was talking to one of our builders the other day, and funny thing is I was talking about all the meetings and stuff that we now have, and it was encouraging, but also a aha moment that, yeah, he said they're having just as many meetings. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about sales, and guess what they're trying to figure out? They're watching government regulation and legislation on can trades show up to work? Can builders show up and still go out there and manage their homes and stuff like that? So they're having just as many meetings as we are. There is this collaboration that's happening, and it's all happening by distance, since we can't all just show up to the builder office and sit in a conference room together. So we still have that dynamic we're all working on together.
But it's happening. It's happening because we have committed teams and people who are making it happen.
Yes. And I think one of the things we keep talking about, I even heard one economist say, now maybe he was a little biased. He was a NAHB economist, but he was an economist that said, there is a strong belief that the home building industry is going to be one of the industries that helps us get past this thing. And that's why there's been lobbyists and legislation fighting to keep home building and construction as an essential business, because of so many people who still can work and keep infrastructure and keep things going in the middle of all this.
Absolutely. I think that is true.
This is all great to hear. Now, we got a lot of sales associates from New Home Star, and welcome any sales associates listening from other home builders. What recommendations do you have for any of the sales associates listening today that are still out there swinging right and left hooks, trying to fight this thing every day, just like all the rest of us?
Good question. So I'd say be a sponge. Lean in and learn new ways to use your skills in just a little different way. Plan your workday as you would in the model. Have a plan for the day and execute it. The new world is drive virtual sales. Still driving sales, drive virtual sales. Follow up with your current prospects and buyers. Network with realtors and close homes, just like in the past, but different. For new Homestar sales associates, Keith, we've made it a little bit easier, right? They'll still follow the new Homestar sales process that's been proven to work. They'll still work the playbook as trained, but now using new tools that they have at their fingertips on the new Homestar portal. For the highly motivated and goal-driven sales associate, an opportunity to work for New Home Star means you have a national team with decades of experience to guide and to support you. You've got peers facing the same challenges, stepping up to help you on peer learning with our proprietary portal, New Home Connect. And you have new training videos, virtual training classes coming at you faster than ever before. Talk about a committed team, Keith. I have never in all of my years seen anything like it.
Yeah, me neither. The collaboration that's happening right now is really fantastic. And at New Home Star, we're putting out content to our agents in such a big way that it helps all of them. And quite frankly, for any of you that are listening and you are not a New Home Star agent, like Carol said, still be a sponge and be out there learning. There's a lot of really good content out there that you can still find where you can get really good counsel and really good ideas on how to move to this virtual environment. And speaking of a virtual environment, Carol, we still got these model homes that these builders have spent money on out there, sitting out there everywhere. So with so many models closing or going to appointment only, the way sales leaders and sales managers are leading their teams is changing. Any of the sales leadership that's listening right now, you know, what are some best practices you can recommend for any of the sales managers that are listening?
So first I'd say, know your teams need you more today than ever before. Now, right. Be there, yeah. Be there for them, be present, set up virtual meetings, trainings, one-on-one calls, and have some fun too.
Yeah.
Do all the same things you know a strong leader does do consistently, perhaps just in a different way. Be present to help reduce stress, support and guide your people to get the help they may need, but both personally and professionally. So Keith, I'd say it's much the same for all of us, right? Lean in.
Yeah.
Be ready to become the expert sales managers. Be ready to become the expert in using the tools yourself. Read and study the information that's coming your way and ask for help when you need it, sooner rather than later. We keep saying it, but these are unprecedented times. We all need each other. Lend support as you can and get support as you need it. It's okay. We will all be okay together.
Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned lean in and, you got to lean in and study the information. I got to tell you, I have not watched this much CNN and MSNBC. And like I will openly and humbly admit, I am not that guy who sits and watches the news all the time. But truly, my life has probably changed forever. Because I have been studying and dissecting and what information is coming in, how does this affect us, and how does it affect my family, my work family, my personal family. Like it has definitely made me become more of a student of what's happening around me than just allowing it to happen, you know?
Absolutely.
So it feels like Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it just feels like we're constantly absorbing stuff. It's coming at us through our computers, through our televisions, through our reading. But it's what we have to do right now.
Yeah. So what recommendation do you have for our builders? We have a lot of builder partners that are listening. I was on the phone with a prospective builder just last week, and he was like, "What are you guys doing?" Like they wanted to know everything. And so we got builders that follow us. And then our current builders who are already partnered with New Home Start that follow us. Like what recommendations do you have for them?
So Keith, like you, I have a very deep network of friends and peers in the industry nationwide. Of course, we're all talking to each other, working to help each other as we can. What I learned quickly is that they're all doing something. But there was no one that has as quickly and professionally turned the ship as we have for our new Home Star Builder clients in preparing for this new way of doing business due to COVID-19. Yeah. You know, Keith, you know this better than anyone. Dave promises each of our clients when they partner with us that we would provide a world-class sales organization, that we would be a competitive advantage for them as we work to sell more homes more profitably for them. Now more than ever, we intend to keep that promise, Keith, and to demonstrate the strengths and capabilities of our partnership. You know, we get it, right? Home builders have much more to think about than sales every day, especially in this new day with construction moving, starting, finishing homes, watching cycle times and costs. They've got a lot on their plate. When you partner with New Home Star, a builder can focus completely on those most important things. And we need our builders to start, construct, and complete quality homes for us to sell. So I guess you know where I'm going with this. My recommendation for builders is to consider a sales partner like New Home Star to manage the sales side of the business. Now more than ever, our builder partners are seeing the benefits of an experienced cutting-edge sales organization, and they can count on us to be on top of it, to sell their homes, even when the unforeseen happens. It's the last day of March, 2020. Last day of March, in unprecedented times. And yet we've seen record sales nationally, right?
Yeah, no, the sales results that came in for March was astounding, considering everything that is going on in through social media channels, through our own portal. We still see records coming in of salespeople selling houses. And now we're getting salespeople selling houses virtually. Just last night, saw like 5 sales come in where somebody was excited because they did a demo or a tour online and they decided to buy, and the contract went out electronically and got signed, and like all this stuff is happening in the same way but different, you know. And so it's just that we keep going. So Carol, thank you for carving out a little bit of this time to hang out with me and just record this so we can give this to some support out into the podcast universe there. And if anybody is listening, whether they're New Home Star or outside, and they got questions, like what is the best way for them to reach out? Who should they contact?
Well, we've shared the names and contact information of everyone on the COVID-19 task force and the virtual sales task force with all of our builder clients and our New Home Star organization. For our teams, they can reach out to us at any time. Both Dave Rice and Tom Chisholm are also always available to support our teams. And for those builders and sales associates looking to learn more about New Home Star, you can reach out to us at 800-730-6170 or shoot us an email at info@newhomestar.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at newhomestar.com.
Awesome. And I would tell you, our website guys are watching it really closely. So if you need any other information on New Home Star, www.newhomestar.com can give you more information about us and who we are and what we try to be and who we are. So this has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Carol, on giving everyone an update and just kind of taking a pause to give some give the industry just the inside scoop to what New Home Star is doing. And hopefully a lot of people can find value in this and hopefully take some of these tips that you gave and really make their days better as we get through this together. So if you had any last pieces of advice to anybody listening, what would it be? What would be the nugget you definitely want them to walk away with?
Well, Keith, I think that is that we are more connected than ever before. We're not touching and seeing each other face to face, but we are connected better than ever before. It's up to you. You have to get up and do it. Lean in, connect with your friends, with your peers, connect with your customers and your company. It's going to make all the difference in the world. You're not in this alone. We're in it together. It's just different.
Yeah, right on. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, everybody watches these Marvel movies and these videos and they're like, man, they got some of the coolest tech ever. They don't never take regular phone calls. They always take video phone calls anyway. So effective immediately, everybody's an Avenger. And we're going to take this virus down and we're going to keep going.
We're going to do it together, Keith.
Right on. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Please keep going, keep swinging. We're all in this together. And we look forward to the next time you pay attention to this, your New Home Star Rockstars podcast.